Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. God, right on cue, Shelby. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. Did I say we were streaming live from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA?
Well, you just said it, so yes.
In the district of the wonderful Matt Gaetz?
Oh, yes, Pat.
Represented.
Hello. QAnon.
Oh, yeah. Represented in the Senate by Rick Scott.
Oh, Jesus.
And Marco Rubio. And let's not forget our governor, Ron DeSantis.
DeSantis, baby!
God, what?
2024!
It was really neck-snapping to move from California to here when it comes to the politics. When it comes to the cash.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. Well, you know, you get less here. It is cheaper.
No, I mean the outgoing cash.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the prices, yeah, are,
yeah.
It's, you can live here.
Right, right. Just make sure you're white.
Six figures, yeah.
Right. It's a good idea to be white if you're going to live here, though.
Thanks for joining us. Listen, or check out our Twitter, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, during the show. We check that shit. And any other time, you can check our Facebook and Crab Diving on Facebook. Or
right.
We can, I'm just watching these strange little things on my computer.
You know,
or we can, oh, I was just going to say, just, you can, go ahead.
Oh, I was just talking about that Suez Canal thing. It's fucking crazy, dude. Is that what you were about to say?
I was just going to finish the opening to
ahead.
The show.
Oh, I thought you had already.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon, where if you want to help out the show financially, you can go, every time you're going to go buy shit at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or use the banner on our webpage.
Oui, oui.
And we get a little commissione every time you use that link when you go buy shit at Amazon.
And strike and strike and strike and strike and strike.
And does not cost you anything.
I tell you, man, what's his face? The guy that was in Bewitched, Paul Lynde? Paul Lynde, man. It's there's something, like, he should... It would be so funny if he, like, played a televangelist in a movie. That would be so great. It'd be very funny.
We're opening with the late 60s comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Started watching Frasier again. There's a 90s comedy.
I'll tell you what. Great stuff, guys. Really great stuff, guys. Good, good, good. Keep it up.
It was. I started with the pilot, and it was fucking hilarious. It still holds up. It's pretty funny.
Right.
Let's see. We did everything. Let's see what's going on in the world, everybody. It's Faithless Friday. I pulled some Jesus being rammed into your hole stories.
Oh, yes. Jeez, boy.
And
you know, he doesn't exist.
Well, how do you focus on Christianity? Because that's what's being rammed into our holes in this country.
Because it's insane.
Yeah. If somebody was trying to shove an elephant, Ganesh or whatever.
Yes, Ganesh.
Into my... my pooper,
right?
Then that would be a different. Then I would probably be railing against that a little bit more. But here in this country, the Christians are trying to take over.
Right, Ganesh is totally cool. It's the Jesus and you know, the evangelical shit, the stuff where.
Well, there are crazy Hindus. There's shit going on in India right now
if
where
you
the Hindus are killing the Muslims and the Muslims are killing the Hindus.
But that's, you know, here in our country, in our state. If you don't agree with what the evangelicals think, then they, then until you repent from that or saved by whatever higher being, you're going to roast in hell. That's it. There's no fucking in that, or you have to ask forgiveness or you're roasting in hell. There's no two ways about that shit.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Are you just going to go in my pocket? Is right. that what's going to happen? Mm-mm-mm. God, I've got a couple of those training treats in my pocket, and now she's getting a little
trying to
stick her face into my pocket.
Wow. Gosh.
Oh, no, you know what it is? I have a little chewy thing.
Oh, damn.
That was going to be her second treat. But no, right. I can't. I have to hold it back from her for a minute or two.
Oh, my God.
Because I can't encourage this behavior.
When we got you from Alabama, dog. You could still be in Alabama. Now, I don't know why Florida's any better.
Yeah, we ain't far.
Yeah.
At all. We're pretty damn close. Let's see what is going on in the headlines Yay. Right now.
Okay.
Over to the...
For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. For I hear victory, 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 victory in the quarters of heaven. In the quarters of heaven, victory, 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 victory. Victory,
God damn.
So there you go. Paula White, everybody. Earning her millions.
They should be under a union contract. They should have an equity stage manager. They should have some.
Who says they don't?
I know. You're right. Do they have a stage manager?
I'm sure they. Yeah, she's got a giant screen behind her, like a Jumbotron showing shit.
Is there someone
her sweaty son
right.
Pacing back and forth behind her with a Bible open.
Stand by, sound cue, 27A. 27A standing by, 27A standing by, 27A go. Thank you,
angels
27.
Angels are being released right now. That? Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda aka ata rata te da baka sanda ata ambo osa tata rite eke banda ata rike ti di ashata.
Wow, man.
She will not stop.
She's good.
I mean, it's like, wow.
And she's got this like oversized Shit. Sweater on that has fallen off of one shoulder.
Yeah. Oh, well, geez.
So she's showing some skin to the Lord.
What? Yeah. It's, you know what it is? It's like sensory overload is going on right now. You know, it's a pretty, and she's, you know, the.
Arak, she got some tongue rolls in there. Araka baka no lo baba salo bulu bulu.
Hey, Kenneth, I don't know. Are you getting complacent?
Kenneth Copeland was
Yeah.
90.
I mean, listen to this shit, Kenneth.
He's 90.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. You're in the biz.
You know what you want from him. He did try to blow away the COVID.
Blow. Oh, yeah.
COVID-19!
Oh, by the way, a big thank you to science for getting us in a position where maybe we can open up soon and everyone's getting a vaccine. A big fuck you to God for not doing shit. Didn't do one fucking thing, Jesus, this whole fucking time. Thanks for nothing.
I was the one that invented the vaccine.
Oh. Trump, is that you?
You know, he's taking credit for it. Of course.
Is he going to... I think he's going to be... He's going to flee to the Saudis and then they're going to sell him back to us.
Maybe. I don't know about... I think he'd probably end up like in... Cutter or something like yes. that or
break ding, 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 ta. Well, Jared
we'll exercise judgment right now
because we
in
have
the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God.
See, Copeland still got it, man.
Well, now let's see. This is the bill. I want to hear the la 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 la's.
Oh, in tongues? I don't know if this is him. This is him saying goodbye to COVID.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Thank you for taking care of that for everyone, Kenneth. That's important.
Let me see if I can find
I'm
it.
I'm glad that's ticked off the list. I'm going to say goodbye to coronavirus. in front of a crowd looking
and,
like
give you a chance to raise your income. Praise God. You missed a place to shout right there that you need to get used to this now. Amen. Glory to God. Of course, all of our offerings will go toward the outreaches of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And
I have $700 million. I don't keep any of it for myself.
Yeah. Does he live a life of moderation and, wow. and
no, he's got two poverty. Jets. He's got two private jets. Remember, God told him he needed a second one. Wow, you talk about a stage. Holy shit.
What do you do with two jets? I mean, how do you get them? Oh, I want to see the stage.
I mean, he's got like a set of blue stairways leading up to the stage. It's amazing, isn't it? It's like a Broadway fucking set.
It's so tacky. I mean, it is amazing. I mean, it's like...
It's like we're some weird Art Deco kind of...
That religion must be a good fucking business.
And especially Kenneth Copeland Ministries Canada, and it is, and the territories.
I'm going to skip a bit.
And in these places in which we sit tonight.
Okay.
Centuries.
Ooh. Centuries.
It really, are we, I'm like, is this a dramatic reading?
Let's get
of,
to the headlines. Yeah. Anyway,
of Lord of the Rings, like something.
Well, yeah, it's theater,
the
man.
The best century.
I'll come back to those.
Oh man,
over at the HuffPo.
Yay!
Biden blasts Georgia anti-voting law as a blatant attack on the Constitution. Well, yeah,
right,
because it's all they got.
Yeah,
ridiculous things like it's illegal to give anyone food or water while they're waiting in line. I mean, seriously, ask them why.
They don't want Democrats to win. That's
well, because they know that
Democrats drink
black
water.
People came out in record numbers, and if they do it again, it's going to be a lot of black people waiting in line.
Well,
and they know that what the white people ain't going to bring black people the water.
Right.
The Trumpists, the Republicans aren't going to help their fellow man. So they know it's just going to be Democrats.
Yeah.
So that's why they do it.
Well, it's...
And they're evil fuckwads.
It's not in the spirit of, I think, what the country...
If nobody wants...
Maybe it is in the spirit of this country.
President Joe Biden slammed the major voting law Georgia lawmakers passed yesterday, which will severely restrict voting access in the state. This is Jim Crow in the 21st century, he said in a statement, acknowledging how parts of the law disproportionately impact black voters. It must end. We have a moral and constitutional obligation to act.
You know, wouldn't you... You would think, looking how our government works, you would want to do everything you can to make sure everyone has the opportunity to vote.
But what if they're not voting for you?
Well, I'm sorry. God, well, every once in a while, we need you guys to act like adults. And then when you're done, you can go off and, oh, God knows what you're into. Just get consent. I know that's tough for y'all, but. Just don't kill or rape or stab anybody today, please, Republicans.
Among several other provisions, the law creates stricter voter identification requirements for absentee balloting, limits drop boxes, ends voting hours earlier, and makes it a crime to offer food or water to voters waiting in line.
Freeze, motherfucker! I shot him! He gave that person water!
And those are lines... Biden says Republican officials themselves have created by reducing the number of polling sites across the state disproportionately in black neighborhoods.
You know, Republicans, one day you will have to stop fucking everyone right in the fucking face, right? Is this sustainable? Yes or no? The face fuckery.
No, I know. Well, they can keep doing it, sure.
Yeah.
But whether we keep allowing it is going to be...
We can't allow this shit. It really is.
Listen, you little terrorist.
I mean, it's 2021. I mean, you know, This is fucking dog doesn't give a shit. You don't understand we're doing a show. I don't think she has that.
She doesn't care.
Well, I don't know that she might care if she understood.
Brian Kemp lied while he was signing the bill. After the November election last year, significant reforms to our state elections were needed. No, they weren't. Your Republican Secretary of State said there was nothing wrong with our elections.
Yes, and can we have a come to fucking Jesus moment? It is Faithless Friday, but let's have a come to Jesus moment. The governor of Georgia is in trouble. It signed some onerous voter suppression bullshit. The same time, the head of the Republican Party, Donald Trump, is being investigated by Georgia for election fraud, right?
Well, yeah.
It really seems like a Republican issue with the elections. And the idea that a bunch of Republicans are going to pass laws to reform our election process is the stuff that heroin is made of.
Victory, 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 victory. For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda, aka, ata, raka, te, de, baka, sanda, ata, ambo, osa, tata, rite, eke, banda, ata, rike, didi, asha, ta. For angels have even...
See, she earns those millions. Hamanda, aka, aka, rata, tada, santa, bala.
When she's on her way to these... These are shows, or do we call these shows or presentations?
I would, sure.
Okay. When she's on...
She's swinging her arms around. She's
her son walking around.
He's pacing in the background.
What the fuck he's doing.
He's got a towel because he's sweating.
Do they have a choreographer?
I don't think so.
Huh.
It's pretty chaotic.
Who directs this?
Well, there are multiple cameras, so there's got to be someone.
No one tells anybody what to do on stage. They're just kind of doing their thing.
Well, it's a interpretive improv dance for the Lord.
On her way there, she sits in the back of the Econo van and she's like, "Brite, brite, brite." Is she practicing this bullshit?
Think she would have to.
I mean, maybe not now.
She's been doing it for so long. Maybe not now, but
dude, you got to. I don't care what I'm listening to. You can't roll out of bed and just be like, "Brota, amano sonoto."
Well, she's not. I mean, it's
late in the day.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming she had a coffee.
Maybe there's not really much to this, and mainly it's the fact that all these dumb fuckers give them money. That's probably the main point.
We have. Over at the Drudge Report, the headline there is loading.
Like, is she ever like...
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
She's like, Sando. Do you like the way that sounds, Sando? I'm going to do a whole tongue thing around the sound Sando because I like that. So it's like, when she's like, Sando, la, da, da, dando, Sando.
I don't know. I don't know her process.
It must be a process.
Drudge Report, headline, test on kids, it says.
Yay! That's, well, you know.
Associated Press, shots in little arms. COVID-19 vaccine testing turns to kids. Meanwhile, I guess Angela Merkel was saying that they've discovered that the British variant.
Yes.
That they have of the COVID.
Right.
Makes kids sicker. Like, it's worse on kids.
Oh, it's so funny. I thought you were going to say something that would be positive good news. And I don't even know why. Wow. Why I would even have that expectation. Yeah. Boy. Lesson learned.
Researchers in the U.S. and abroad are beginning to test younger and younger kids to make sure COVID-19 vaccines are safe and work for each age. The first shots are going to adults who are more at risk from the COVID, but ending the pandemic will require vaccinating children, too.
Barita ratata.
Kids should get the shot. So everything might be a bit more normal. This is Marisol Gerardo.
So hard. Ta, 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 ta.
So far in the U.S., teen testing is furthest along. Pfizer and Moderna expect to release results soon showing how two doses of their vaccines performed in the 12 and older crowd.
Right.
Pfizer is currently authorized for use starting at age 16.
Okay.
Moderna is for people 18 and older.
Okay. Again, thank God. Thank fucking flying spaghetti monster that Donald Trump is not still president. Oh, my God. It would be a different story.
So there you go. Little wee ones are starting to.
Yay. Great.
They're starting to test it on the wee ones.
That's right. And that's good because nobody needs this corona.
Well, and they're going to need it, or a version of it.
For what? School?
Well, for the rest of us to not get COVID.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Herd immunity.
Yay! That's something a crazy person says that doesn't want a vaccine, though.
Well, no, your goal is still herd immunity, even though it's via vaccine.
So now you either want to get a shot and catch coronavirus to achieve herd immunity.
No, you're
I'm just kidding.
You're immune to the COVID.
Right.
We have elsewhere.
Yes.
In the news. Let me see if I can open this shit. Grabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes, go there and buy some things to entertain yourself with before you get your second shot.
We hardly ever played these people. And there's a reason for it because yeah. I just
are they shit bags?
It's really a circus. Diamond and Silk. Do you remember them?
Oh yes, absolutely. They had their own Broadway
show.
Two
black women who made their fame online by being crazy Trumpists.
Oh, they're conservative. That's right, Pat.
And Trump had them in the White House. Yeah, he had them on horrible. Some panel and shit. They testified in front of Congress. And I thought they were looking into them for lying to Congress. I thought there was like they found out that what they had said may have been misrepresented because they were there squealing about being censored online.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So they weren't being totally honest.
They lied. Their faces off.
Hey, guys, don't you feel compelled to be honest when you're talking to Congress, right? I mean, shit.
Well, it's a crime to not be.
Right. They had, you know what was a crime? I think when they had their Broadway show, their live show, that it was hundreds of dollars to get a VIP pass.
Oh, and hang out with them?
Yeah, to hang out with them.
Oh, boy. Here they are on... What is this?
QAnon Radio.
It may be Newsmax. God.
Let me tell you something. Oh, Biden probably won't even last 4 years. Anytime you trip walking up the stairs, that's a problem. That looks like a cognitive problem to me.
That's right.
Okay? So he probably won't make it 4 years. Listen, I wish that the military would step in and take over.
Yes.
Because we got...
Listen to this bullshit.
Do you see what's going on in other parts of the
world? Yeah, I was just going
to
say Myanmar.
Go to Myanmar. Is that
what you is this what you assholes want?
People are getting fucking killed, and what do you think would happen? Hey, listen. No one is taking Diamond and Silk seriously. Are they calling the shots on any level with the Q crown?
This is Real America's Voice Network. This is the Water Cooler.
Oh shit!
Show with David Brody.
Oh yeah,
and you've got Diamond Silk. I will say,
right? It's a big show for these guys. Diamond and Silk is in. They're in studio.
I'm
going to
give them I'm going to give them props for their camera setup.
Wow!
They're in a house. One of their houses. They're sisters. It's really well framed, and they're very well lit. They've put some care into it.
You Nazis look lovely.
In fact, their camera is clearer than dude on Real America's Voice.
Oh, really? Shit. Damn. They're not fucking around.
Co-hosts Diamond and Silk Crystal Clear.
Is that the name of their show?
Of their show, yeah.
Okay.
Crystal Clear.
I love it.
Three people that call themselves the most powerful people that's supposed to be in charge. Larry, Carly, and Mo need to go somewhere and sit down, allow the military to take over from here.
That's
because
right.
These people are going to bankrupt this whole country and going to have us living in danger and a disaster.
What's your view as to, real quick, we have 30 seconds, why should the military take over? Because of what? From a national security standpoint? Is that what you're saying?
From a national security standpoint and to get to the bottom of what the American people saw in the 2020 election.
That's right.
We cannot forget or forgive that.
Our country is under siege. We see it. They know it. It's all a big fat lie.
We need somebody to come in with some common sense and take over. If not, our country will be going to hell in a handbasket.
Okay. Well, are we critiquing this or what's happening? Because I have some thoughts. Now,
go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to critique this from like,
you have notes for
a performance
for Diamond and or right? Silk or
right, because we have all kinds of things going on here. I'm not watching the video, but there's a visual presentation. I imagine you said they look good.
Yeah, I mean nice. They really do.
And you know, and the energy that they have that
they do
about what they're saying is very good.
Yeah,
seems
eye contact
great.
with the screen is good.
They're connecting.
They're color coordinated. They're both wearing black and white.
Are they making an effort to connect to whom they're speaking to?
You know,
are they?
They're master communicators, apparently.
The only thing I have a problem with are their text, the words they're saying,
the bullshit they're
saying. The text of this is very Nazi.
Well, yeah.
Stupid. Never mind. Go ahead. I was saying,
there's still people watching them.
On what?
I don't know. They got their thing.
Spankmax, Russian television.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. This is
Jeebus.
Oh, well, let's play Dilly first.
Oh, yes.
We have a Dilly clip from Right Wing Watch.
This guy is a fucking life coach. Hey. You know, there are people that are really great life coaches. They probably listen to this Dilly guy and they think there's no way in hell, or he's an insult. Are you guys pushing to get this guy kicked from the guild?
He's wearing a blue baseball cap with four big letters on it. MAGA.
Yay. I don't know what to say to that. You're a dumb fuck and great.
And here, I don't know what the context was.
Yay.
But this is in regards to women's soccer.
Say your stupid shit, maggot.
And the problem of women's soccer players making ridiculously less money than their male counterparts, even though our America's team has I think the women have a fuckload more championships than the penis wielders do.
You're talking about equality here. You're talking about inequality in fucking sports, and that's not right. Like, we should fix that because it's 2021.
And they're like, well, nobody watches it. Well, it's not on. You don't put it on. When they do put it on, guess what? People watch it.
And also, when people say things like that, that's a fucking trope. Nobody watches women's sports. I'm sorry, it's a trope. It's something people say.
Here's Dilly with his opinion.
Ooh.
I'm sure he's very very woke about it.
Oh, yeah, shit, yes.
This whore is unlikable. Megan Rapinoe.
This whore is unlikable. He's talking, and it's Rapinoe, by the way. He calls her Megan Rapinoe. This whore is...
I don't know who this is. Megan Rapinoe?
She was the, I believe, the captain of the women's soccer team, U.S. national team.
I don't play soccer.
Several-time champion.
I found that game very difficult, especially if you're playing with a lot of people that are very experienced and you haven't played much. It is hard. It's a very difficult game.
Dribbling the ball is difficult. Here's Dilly.
This whore is unlikable. Megan Rapinoe thinks that she doesn't make the money she should make because fucking she's a female. No, Megan, you don't make the money that the men make because you're not as talented and you're not fucking entertaining and you're an unlikable twat. That's what.
Oh, my God. What a fucking asshole.
Wow, man. Ugh. Is George Soros.
By the way, not talented.
Right. George Soros isn't. Is this guy on George Soros' list to be picked up and transported anywhere?
Oh, I don't think he's on.
No one cares about this fucking
anyone's board. Radar.
God, Dilly, you're a parent, right? He has a child, children.
Sure.
Oh my God. Oh, that's so sad. Jeez.
She's an American professional soccer player who plays as a winger and captains Ole Reign of the National Women's Soccer League,
well
as the United States national team. Winner of the Ballon d'Or Feminine and named the best FIFA women's player in 2019. Rapinoe won gold with the national team at the 2012 London Summer Olympics.
Wow.
2015 FIFA Women's World Cup, 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup, and she played for the team at the 2011 FIFA Women's World Cup, okay, where the U.S. finished second.
Great. Okay, wow. That seems like a very, I don't know the sport, but a very well-rounded soccer resume.
Well, they don't like her because she's an activist. Okay. And she's openly lesbian. And a civil rights activist.
Okay, well, number one, it's nobody's business.
So of course they hate her.
Does things with or, you know, fucks, whatever. Well, that's her thing.
Don't tell that to a conservative.
And also, LeBron James is an activist.
Though they don't like him. They really don't like him. Okay, well, he's black, Ryan.
Okay, shit. Well, they should like these people.
Well, yeah,
they're doing good things. LeBron James started a school. Brendan Dilley is like, you, all those things you just rattled off about this Rapinoe.
She is the first player, male or female, to score a goal directly from a corner in the Olympic Games. She won the Golden Boot and the Golden Ball Awards at the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup in France. That's like their, okay, their MVP awards.
Okay, Brendan Dilley. I call on Brendan Dilley to apologize for what you said, because you said... she was a twat, and I didn't hear that in any of this bio. A twat, really?
She's an advocate for numerous LGBT organizations. In 2013, she was awarded the Board of Directors Award by the Los Angeles Gay and Lesbian Center. She's sponsored by Nike, Procter & Gamble, Body Armor, Hulu, Luna, wow, Bar, Samsung, and damn, DJO Global. She's appeared in multiple promotional pieces for clothing company,
jeez,
Wild Fang.
Dilly, who are you sponsored by?
As well as Nike.
Who are you sponsored by, fuckhead? Colloidal silver? She's sponsored by Nike, you fucking loser.
And 35, still playing.
Yes, yes. She's a very consequential person. You're a life coach. She's a twat. Jesus.
Here's the rest of this asshole. What, jeez, a fucking, yeah, asshole.
Tating, and you're an unlikable twat. That's why. Ask Brandi Chastain how shit turned out. She lost her shirt after the fucking Women's World Cup one time, pulled out her titties, fucking huge payday. Huge payday. Why? Because everybody loved her. She was passionate, and she showed us her boobs, and that was awesome.
She had a sports bra on, and she took off her jersey, yes, so...
Huge payday. Huge. You're a life coach. People come and sit in an office and they look at you and they say, my life needs improvement. And I think you're going to tell me something that's going to get me to make me better.
And Brandi Chastain wasn't made famous just because she ripped her shirt off.
It's a soccer player.
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's famous for playing soccer. She's an accomplished soccer player.
Yes.
Okay.
But only because she showed her titties, according to...
This is part of that, yes.
The genius that is Brendan Dilley.
This is part of that really, 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 really dumb thing where it's like, it's the... what is that? What do you call that culture that Jesus people are way into this? Like, I took something from you. They're the grievance culture. This is the grievance culture. Yeah. Because, you know, you take that for, I don't know, do they feel like soccer is being taken from the penis swingers because we have people with inside fun parts doing consequential things in soccer and God forbid anybody acknowledges them? Or?
Well, yeah, and better records than the guys.
Guys, calm down. Don't you think it's better for the sport all around, right, to have more soccer, well, I guess, yeah, if you're, sure, into soccer. I'm not into it, but, you know.
It's the biggest sport in the world.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should get into it. Huge. You like it?
Yeah.
Who's your team? Manchester United.
No, Arsenal.
Right.
But
you like Arsenal?
I do like Arsenal. Like a couple of the Italian teams.
Are we losing listeners? Yeah. Arsenal, fuck you, crab diving.
I mean, I'm not a rabid follower, but I'll check in on the World Cup and I'll check in on the Cubs.
Okay.
I'll check in on the...
even with the Rickets. God.
I'll check in on what's going on.
Yeah.
With the leagues in across the pond.
You know, I feel like the Cubs need to
Probably lost listeners saying I like Arsenal.
Oh, really? Is that true? What's wrong with Arsenal?
People are very passionate about their...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, you know, I just, I like...
Are you a fascist?
I'm not that into it. I'm not going to rend my garments if Manchester United wins.
You know, the Cubs are owned by the Ricketts, and the Ricketts donated fuck tons of money to the Trump campaign.
Right.
And so, and who knows, they, you know... Donate to the Stop the Steal event. I don't know. Horrific. Can someone else own the Cubs? Can we find some non-fascist owners? Is that a thing?
Ooh.
Well,
how do you own a $1 billion business without being
Can it be publicly
fascist
owned?
These days? The Green Bay Packers. Exactly. That's the way it should be. We shouldn't be footing the bill for these billionaires. Fucking sports stadiums. If you don't give us these tax breaks and pay for half of it, I'm gonna pick up my team and leave.
But all these jobs though. All these jobs that happen when the stadium's closed.
Most of the time.
What was the story I just did? That was I have a Jesus story.
Bubba ling ding dabba doo doo. Slava.
Good news?
Yes.
Sort of.
Oh.
This was, I guess, happened a couple weeks ago. But last year, a resident of our neighboring state here, lovely Alabama, who belongs to the Satanic Temple.
Yay!
As we do.
Right. Hail Satan, baby.
Requested a personal license plate reading.
Okay.
S, the number 8, right. T-A-N. Satan.
Okay. That's great.
With University of Alabama at Birmingham.
Hello? At Birmingham.
I know I'd be killed. At Birmingham.
Right. Come here, boy.
Dragons? What's the
Dragons?
What are the Birmingham
Dragons?
University of Alabama. It looks like a dragon, but it's it's the sports team license plate and it looks like a fire breathing dragon.
Oh, you know what it is? Yeah, it's an elephant.
It's an elephant that has University had surgery of Alabama, to make it look like a But this is at Birmingham.
Yeah.
They may have a different team.
Mom, is the University of Birmingham, is the University of Alabama, is that a dragon or an elephant?
I'm looking at the plate. It is definitely a dragon. It's breathing fire.
Oh, okay.
So the elephant had some Indian food.
It's not an elephant.
Or ate an Indian person.
I know close to
who
nothing.
Had Indian food.
I'm having an argument here, and I know very little of what I'm talking about. So, the University of Alabama is an elephant, though. Roll Tide.
But that's they're out. They're not out of
I don't
Birmingham,
know.
Are they?
I don't. I have no idea where they're at. I don't know. I've never been there. Maybe they're from Liverpool. Yeah, I have no fucking idea. I mean, maybe they're from Mobile.
The Blazers.
Oh, okay. The Blazers.
But it's a fire-breathing dragon as their logo.
Woo, the Blazers, dude.
The UAB Blazers football team represents the University of Alabama at Birmingham in the sport of American football.
Yay!
The sport of American football.
Right.
There you go. Wow. But anyway, this dude in Alabama got one of those UAB plates with the dragon on it.
Okay.
And the word Satan, it looks pretty kind of cool.
It makes sense.
Well.
Nobody likes that.
A member, the state's motor vehicle division responded with a message saying the plate was offensive to the peace and dignity of the state of Alabama.
Really, though? The dignity? The dignity of Alabama?
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know, the stories. Oh, yes, the dignity. Who do
Roy Moore was very dignified hanging out in the mall.
It's Roy Moore, Jefferson Beauregard, whatever the fuck. It's a bunch of shitbags.
Well, yeah.
Tommy Tuberville.
The Alabama Department of Revenue Motor Vehicle Division has determined that the above reference license plate contains objectionable language.
What?
The word Satan, which is considered by the department to be offensive to the peace and dignity of the state of Alabama.
Wow.
Registration for this personalized license plate will not be issued.
Welcome to the Handmaid's Tale, everybody. These fucking snowflakes, we can't handle seeing the words. What happens if you see the word Satan? What happens?
It says here, meanwhile, you know what you can still get on an Alabama license plate?
The Confederate
the
flag.
Confederate
a flag. Fucking course.
You could still get a Confederate flag.
Did we live in a country of motherfucking simpletons? This is why we can't have nice things. Oh, I can get take the Confederate flag off the choice. That would maybe make the world a better place, wouldn't it? Take that off. A dragon. Satan.
So the Freedom From Religion Foundation got involved. They sent a letter to the state in October saying there is nothing profane or sexual in nature about our local complainant's personalized license tag. It should be plain to see that a state government may not restrict a Satan personalized plate. An individual has a protected free speech right to select that message as they would to select another religious message or any other message. I'll bet there's an LUVJESUS.
Oh, absolutely, plate. Pat. I bet you could get a plate with Jesus nailed the fuck up, bleeding all over the place on the motherfucking cross, the fucking course. But you can't get an LGBTQ plate or a Trans Lives Matter plate, I bet.
Well, they finally got their approval.
After for Satan?
They were being threatened to take the state to court.
Damn!
She said, my husband and I are members of the Satanic Temple. Its fundamental tenets fit with what we believe. As do ours. It has nothing to do with Satan, by the way. The person emailed the Freedom From Religion Foundation in a missive that profusely thanked the National State Church watchdog. Donate to them, by the way.
Yes.
Freedom From Religion Foundation. They do good shit. The state of Alabama has no business judging us for our or anyone else's beliefs.
Damn. You're right.
The co-president of the FFRF, Annie Laurie Gaylor, said, our complainant learned that folks at the Alabama Motor Vehicle Division laughed and said that Satan would never be on a tag in the state of Alabama.
Well, it is now, motherfucker.
She said, now look who's having the last
go
laugh.
Fuck yourself and grow up, man.
And you know, I'll admit that the religion of the Satanic Temple is a bit of a troll, but that's the whole point.
Yeah.
And it has, but read the tenets, the six tenets of the, I need to brush up on my religion, of the Satanic Temple. It's all like, you know, we believe a person's body is inviolate. They can decide what they want to do with it, which includes an abortion. Don't be a dick. Be nice to people. Help the poor. All kinds of good shit.
Yeah. And compared to all the horrible things religion does in this country to people, specifically these evangelical fuckwads and these rapey Catholic fucking monsters, compared to the evil that those motherfuckers sow in our society, the pushback is barely anything.
Yeah.
I would say minimal. It's nothing compared to what they fucking do. Fuck them.
But the Satanic Temple, you can be an atheist, you could be a Christian and also be a believer.
Yes.
It's like having two passports. They allow you to be in multiple religions.
Yeah.
It's not like LaVey Satanism or anything like that. It's a little bit different. We don't believe in God or Satan.
Right.
And
no, of
they,
course not.
The Satan that they talk about is the fictional character. They call it the literary character of Satan.
Like Satan from, what's in that special? Satan?
Yeah. So, congrats to those people.
Yay.
In Alabama.
That's right. Hell yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to.
Hail Satan, motherfucker. I don't know
if I'd want to be sitting in the car with them, though.
Yeah.
At a red light anywhere in Alabama.
Come here, Niall.
Brave, brave, brave people.
No, it said Satan there, so we just started shooting.
What the fuck is that?
Come here. The smell of marijuana emanating. There's a smell of marijuana emanating.
So this is from our beloved state of Florida here.
Okay. This state.
This is Duval County.
Which
I would pronounce Duval, but I've heard it pronounced Duval.
Pow, pow, pow.
By the locals.
Where is this? In Duval. What part of Florida is that?
Duval County. Looking it up.
No. I wonder if it's south or
northeastern Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
Area.
Okay.
So nuzzled up against
right
Georgia there, right?
Yes.
In Florida, the Duval County Public Schools School Board is considering
yes
changing the name of their high school, one of their high schools, from Robert E. Lee High School.
From? Oh, I mean, obviously not to, but come on. I mean, Jesus, guys.
There's several other names that they're looking at changing, but this one's getting the most interest for some reason. Yeah. The board is even holding community meetings to discuss the changes.
Oh God.
To allow people to offer their own input.
Okay. Well,
and
start filming.
I know you're going to be shocked to learn that there are some people who are really willing to stand up in front of a microphone with a camera in a public sphere and be racist as fuck.
They gave them slaves, they had food and shelter.
One of them mentioned Christianity and that, you know, if you're Christians, you shouldn't stand for this. Well, that's awfully funny that you want to bring up Christianity when it says in the Bible, Jesus himself never condemned slavery. In fact, he said, slaves have an obligation to obey their master. So if you're going to throw around Christianity, say both sides.
This guy just said, hey, if you're a Christian, you should be cool with slavery because Jesus said it.
Right, right. I mean, you know, listen, sure, we can't handle anybody having Satan on their fucking license plate, but we can have this. It's crazy.
I mean, God.
Jeez.
And by the way, the sane person's interpretation of Jesus talking about slaves,
right,
was as in the
like slaves, like, you know, BDSM kind of thing.
No, like an intellectual you're a slave to.
Oh, okay.
It's metaphorical.
But you know, whatever
it's argued. I don't know. Yes. I'm not familiar with the passages.
Maybe Jesus was talking about slaves. And maybe that's his thing. I don't give a shit. Guess what? Slavery's wrong. I don't care what the opinion is of your fucking fake sky god.
Right.
I mean, are you going to make a case for slavery based on the Bible and think somebody like me is going to be like, oh, shit, good point, dickhead. Oh, yeah, slavery was great.
I mean, this is crazy.
He's an adult, this guy.
The Bible claims that Jesus healed the ill slave of a centurion and restored the cut off ear of of a high priest's slave. Yeah.
Okay.
In his parables, Jesus referenced slavery in the prodigal son, 10 gold coins, unforgiving tenant farmers. Jesus' teaching on slavery was metaphorical spiritual slavery.
Oh, okay.
A slave having two masters, God and Mammon.
Right. Mammon.
Slavery to God, acting as a slave toward others, and the greatest among his disciples being the least of them. Jesus also taught that he would give burdened and weary laborers rest.
Right. Okay. That's nice. That's very Christian. I am slave to Mammon. Mammon? Mammon. The Bible is very weird. You know? Some weird shit in there.
The parable of the faithful servant, wherein Jesus compares the relationship between God and humankind to that of a master and his slaves.
Okay.
Well, that's not great. Well,
blah, 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 whatever, Jesus. Sorry, slavery is not right, no matter
what. Doesn't make that shit look very attractive. Sorry.
Yes. Boy, let me tell you, the whimsical slave. What did he say? Like, what kind of slave? A slave to the, like, the mental slave?
Spiritual.
Oh, spiritual. Slavery. Okay.
Metaphorical spiritual slavery.
No whimsical slavery, Jesus. Why not? What? No whimsy there? Okay.
I mean, you can even see people in the background, a lot of these white people, all wearing masks,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, thank you.
He's pulled his down now that he's at the microphone.
I've got to tell you something very important.
But
an obligation to obey their master. So if you're going to throw around Christianity, say both sides.
There are people shaking their heads in the back who are just like, oh my God.
Well, no, he's got a point. If you're going to throw around Christianity to make some fucking point, do share both sides so we know that it's bullshit. Like, I'm sorry, you're.
So that's his argument against not changing it from Robert E. Lee, because Robert E. Lee fought for slavery. And if you're going to use the Christianity thing.
The way it should be, guy, or whoever the fuck you are.
And I'll bet he will tell you he's not a racist.
I don't know. He might. I'm a racist. I bet he's one of these guys that Jesus said, you know, people shouldn't mix or whatever.
You mean brother and sister shouldn't marry?
No, black and white people shouldn't intermingle or something. I bet he believes that.
Undoubtedly, yeah.
I'm sure someone has made some.
Well, they use the Bible.
Do they really for that?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Before.
What a shitty book.
What was the case? Loving versus Virginia, was it? That finally, ridiculously, we had to have a law allowing black people to marry white people. Not that long ago.
We already.
Maybe some of our listeners were around in the time when that happened.
Yeah. I mean, we live in a crazy, kooky fucking place. And it's, you know, I don't know why.
Yeah, I got it right.
I mean, listen.
Loving versus Virginia, landmark civil rights decision of SCOTUS, in which the court ruled that laws banning interracial marriage violate the equal protection.
Yes.
And this is 1967. 1967. This back ass words, knuckle dragging, ridiculous, racist, religious loony country.
Change the name of your fucking high school something that is not a Civil War general or somebody, you know, from the Confederacy. You know, or I find something else to celebrate, another image, another name, anything. What names? I mean, there's other things you could call the high school.
Well, a lot. Yeah, yes.
I would think Robert E. Lee should be way down on the list of considerations.
I would.
Even in Mississippi.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. We got to change all the letterhead in my office.
Let's see. We have.
We got to change the email addresses. Email at roberte.lee.org high school, whatever.
It's very difficult. Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine roberte.lee.com is not that high school. It's probably some.
Thoughts and prayers again. Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck with everything, idiots.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Your ear hole time.
Right. Any kind of hole time.
Yes.
Within reason.
I don't know how else you would listen to our show.
Right.
I don't know what hole you could, I guess, stick something in your mouth. Vibrations. And in your nose. That's about it. If you shove your phone up your ass and try to listen to us,
well, you're.
Then I would
you're
suggest,
a pioneer.
I would suggest the science may not work.
Yay.
Elsewhere in L News.
Yes.
The this is one of the headlines over at the Drudge. $500 million vaccines given worldwide.
Damn, that's great. What are we up to in this country? 200 million or something like that?
No, that's the goal. I think that Biden wants to have in his first 100 right. days.
That's great.
He doubled it from the 100 million that he had wanted.
You know, the difference is Trump didn't even have a goal or something, or he never had a goal. What was his goal?
To win re-election at all costs.
I'm going to bang a banker.
COVID cases in the U.S. are rising again, reversing course after months of decline and threatening another setback in the return to normality.
So what do we need to do? Get out there and start licking or stay home and continue to watch Netflix?
The seven-day average of new cases jumped to 57,695 on Wednesday, 9.5% above the prior week.
Are we seeing
the
spring break bump up?
It could be.
Oh, gross.
Still going on, by the way. Marking the biggest increase since January 12th, according to Johns Hopkins data. That's a fraction of the mid-January peak. The change in direction is worrisome as states fling open their economies. Variant cases multiply, and the country races to vaccinate as many people as possible to stave off another wave.
Okay. If I was God, I would say, okay, I kind of like what we're doing here. The timing's off. I'm going to wait till
everyone... If you were God, why don't you just make the virus go away?
What kind of directions do I have? I mean, because at some point, God's like, oh, there's a virus. How do we stop? I know how to start the virus, but how do you stop the virus?
God, why wouldn't God know how to stop it?
Maybe God
he just says, I want it to go away.
We have this idea that we have the best, most efficient, well, like God meant all of this. No, God didn't mean this shit. There's no God, but he didn't mean this.
That's free will.
Yeah. God's all pilled up. He's
yet you're born with original sin, which is one of the most horrific concepts in history to put on people, to put on children.
Yeah. Oh, God. God's like, oh, you know what? I got rid of that, but I forgot to tell you.
Mentally I'm abusive. So sorry.
That we got rid of it again. Again, it's not a thing anymore. I forgot to tell everybody.
New York case numbers reported this week. Appear artificially inflated after data lags, but that didn't have a meaningful impact on the national trend, which is still rising.
Yeah,
even without New York's numbers.
And God is like, listen, I know the coronavirus is on the rise again, but okay, there's no original sin. I got rid of that, and also we closed the. Don't pray, okay? I know what's going on. I'm working on it. Stop praying. I don't have time.
An almost 10% uptick should have states reconsidering reopening plans and trying to accelerate vaccination. Focusing on the hardest hit neighborhoods. I have to sneeze.
God bless you. Again, God is actually getting ready. You don't have to tell anyone God bless you when they sneeze. Just ignore them. And your job when someone sneezes is to stay the fuck away from their air bubbles.
Catch their eyeballs if they sneeze with their eyes open.
Everybody wear goggles when you're out there.
Growing pandemic fatigue among younger Americans, especially those traveling for spring break.
Woohoo! Come on, stay home this year, you fucking cunts!
Is a significant concern because they're less likely to have received shots.
I'm glad Nestor only had an abbreviated spring break. That's what Matt Gaetz, his buddy, let him do, or whatever. You know what I mean?
His son, Ryan.
No, okay, well, no, Nestor has a father.
Who's alive and well.
Right. That's Nestor's son, you know.
Well, Matt Gaetz is his daddy.
Okay. You mean like...
Or vice versa.
Right, right, right. Well, anyway, nevertheless, I'm glad Nestor is safe, I think. He's safe, right?
I don't know if he's been tested.
Right.
The U.S. has now vaccinated about 1 in 4 people, and last week averaged about 2.5 million doses per day.
Bam! And you're getting shot, and you're getting shot.
That's not enough to reach herd immunity, and many public health experts fear another surge could occur before the immunization push reaches full steam. Texas, Tennessee, and Alabama are among the slowest in the country, which may reflect vaccine hesitancy among Republicans, especially Republican men's.
I tell you, Republicans of Texas, if you get reelected this time around, then I don't know what the fuck. This fucking thing where all the pipes burst, somebody had water, it was freezing, there's no electricity, everything's fucked
It was fucking cold. Texas is turning brown.
Yeah.
And therefore blue.
I think you should stop voting for these wacko Republicans that don't, they won't even buy coats for your fucking windmills. Please.
Vaccines and waning seasonality of the coronavirus are playing into the U.S.'s advantage. That's weighed against more contagious variants. increasing mobility and declining mask wearing.
Right.
People are flying again. Yay. People are not wearing masks.
We're flying. We're licking. We're mobile. We're out and about. We're hugging. Rolling around.
Hospitalizations in some states are also beginning to defy the downward trend.
Yay.
Seven states, including New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland, reported increasing average daily COVID admissions.
We're dying. We're getting intubated. We're in the hospital. We just can't stay home and watch Bosch.
The good news is that fewer of the hospitalizations may lead to intensive care admissions or deaths because the vaccination campaign has focused on elderly Americans and those most at risk. So the people that are mostly already vaccinated are the older people.
That's
people
good.
With pre-existing conditions who the COVID would hit harder and be more likely to send to intensive care.
So this is good.
To the box.
To the box. So in this instance, we've done something good. We're doing good.
Sure, yeah.
That's organized. That's nice. Good for us. Are we doing better than Canada at anything?
No.
Mexico?
Racism?
Oh.
Gun deaths?
Oh, wait.
Mass shootings?
So wait a second.
What else?
I withdraw my question!
France is now shutting down more again. While Germany is warning that their third wave could be the worst.
No, the worst. That's impossible. The worst in what? The whole fucking time?
Germany's third wave of the COVID could be the worst so far, and 100,000 new daily infections is not out of the question.
In Germany.
The head of the Robert Koch Institute for Infectious Diseases said on Friday.
Wait. Just in Germany?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
100,000 a day in Germany is not out of the question.
That's what we do.
The number of new confirmed infections in Germany has jumped in recent weeks, driven by a more transmissible variant known as B.1.17 and moves to ease some lockdown measures.
Oh, God.
Lothar Wieler from this institute said there are clear signals that this wave will be the worst than the first two waves.
Yeah.
I shouldn't do the voice.
It's okay.
But he urged people to stay home over Easter. We have some very difficult weeks ahead of us, he says.
That's stay home. Don't go anywhere for Easter. Don't go to church. That's a great thing.
The institute issued COVID-19 travel warnings for various neighboring countries, including France, Austria, Denmark, and the Czech Republic. People arriving from those countries must now provide a negative test in less than 48 hours, or a negative test less than 48 hours old at the German border. They must then go into a 10-day quarantine, which can be shortened by a second negative test after 5 days.
God damn it, man. This shit is intense, and we're being too God. I thought things were getting better.
Health Minister Jens Spahn, or Spahn probably, said Germany was in the final stages of the pandemic marathon, but the country's health system could reach its limit in April.
Again, one second. Excuse me. I thought things were getting better.
Well, they got this really bad variant. And guess what state in America has the most of the B.1.17 variant?
It's this.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's the Gunshine State, Pat. It's the state that Ivanka wants to be a senator of, right? That's what she wants. Daddy.
Well, it might be Eric's. or no, Eric's wife might run like up north somewhere.
I'd rather have Eric. Can we have Eric? What's Eric running?
Spahn said a requirement for all airline passengers entering Germany to provide a negative test would come into force at midnight on Monday. That's tonight, Monday, upcoming Monday. He called on local authorities to take a more flexible approach to vaccination, for example, by offering unused doses to anyone aged over 70 at the weekend and reducing stocks more quickly. Frustration has grown over the sluggish vaccine rollout, so
yes,
it's everywhere. Around 10% of Germans have received at least the first dose, but this is far lower than the United States, Britain, or Israel. Well, what's going on there, Angela?
Yeah, I well, it sounds like things are fucked up, you know, and
I wonder if they have a lot of anti-vaxxers there.
I you know, wouldn't you think this pandemic would cure us of that? Do people really not want to get this vaccine? And do they really want to get corona or some fucking variant? Wow, I thought things were getting better. I mean, it makes me nervous because if that can happen there, I mean, it could happen here. I mean.
Yeah. And sounds like it might. We're upticking right now. And last weekend, the kids were all over Miami Beach, all over the spring break places. And they're saying this weekend is going to be the same.
God, can we just get done with this shit? I mean, really, what the fuck? Ugh, it's so gross. It's so gross. If everyone was...
Miami Beach on high alert as another long spring break weekend starts.
Please stay home. Please stay home so we can go out and do things and be normal again, you fuckers. You dumb fuckers. You dumb fucking children on your spring break. Go fuck yourself.
People crying and dying, knowing it's coming.
Yes.
Knowing that there is a move of God beyond anything human eyes have ever seen. Knowing it's coming. Prophets have prophesied of it. People have prayed, seeing it in the spirit.
He's very serious.
Wow, I'm looking now. They've got a shot.
Everybody's
definitely wearing multiple cameras. Yeah. This is 2 years ago.
Okay,
everyone's white.
Shit, yes,
as man. Fuck.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
God,
come on.
And there's hundreds of them. There's a gazillion people in this Jesus place.
Jesus Christ. Ugh.
He's got hundreds of millions.
Yeah,
of
yeah. I like to listen to Kenny G. I play a little putt-putt on my off time.
You went into the wrong performance.
Right, absolutely.
Musical theater.
I mean, geez. But who went to the wrong performance? Oh, I did?
Yeah, and me.
I should have went in. Oh, yeah,
into the wrong performance.
Ding, ding, dong, do. Savily dee. Bubble, bubble, blah, blah. Is that good? I don't even know. I'm trying.
Sounds more like you're scatting and jazz.
Okay. I don't know.
Dominion Voting Systems has now filed a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News.
Oh, shit, guys. Damn.
Saying the network spread false claims that the voting machine company was involved in voter fraud during the 2020 presidential election.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Lou Dobbs. Uh-oh, Hannity.
According to God, Dobbs is gone.
Oh, that's right.
It's hard to remember. They got rid of Lou Dobbs. No, they canned him.
Oh, okay. Where is he working now?
I don't know. He's still he's nowhere. He's still under contract, so he's
just
still
chilling.
Getting paid. Yeah.
Oh, he's killing it. He's not having to do shit, but he's still getting a paycheck.
According to the lawsuit filed today, Fox sold a false story of election fraud in order to serve its own commercial purposes, severely injuring Dominion in the process. If this case does not rise to the level of defamation by a broadcaster, then nothing does. Fox endorsed, repeated, and broadcast a series of verifiably false, yet devastating lies about Dominion, it says.
Get out the checkbook, baby. Pay up, motherfuckers. This is hilarious.
Fox News issued a statement saying, "We're proud of our 2020 election coverage, which stands in the highest tradition of American journalism, and will vigorously defend against this baseless lawsuit in court."
Oh, no. I'm very confused. They're offended? Jeez. I mean, you guys are liars.
Dominion says even some of its employees have faced harassment and death threats.
Oh, I bet, right? Because Trump goes out of these Dominion guys, and Hannity says whatever the fuck.
Somebody goes on LinkedIn and looks up who are Dominion employees and starts emailing them death threats.
Maybe Tucker Carlson one night was like, if you see a Dominion guy, go do something.
They're seeking at least $1.6 billion in lost profits and enterprise value, plus more than $1 million in security expenses and expenses combating disinformation. They're asking for a jury trial.
Yeah.
Dominion has also filed defamation suits against Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Trump ally MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell.
MyPillow was just talking about this shit, though, on the news. I think he still talks about Dominion.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't he not supposed to do that?
Well, I would suggest that if I were his lawyer.
Jeez. Oh, boy. That guy probably has some stories.
The Dominion is not the only election technology network to say it was targeted by Fox News. Smartmatic filed a $2.7 billion lawsuit against the network, naming Fox stars Maria Bartiromo, Jeanine Pirro, and Lou Dobbs as co-defendants.
Jeanine Pirro, man. Oh, shit.
Fox News has filed motions seeking to dismiss the Smartmatic lawsuit, but the network also canceled Lou Dobbs' show right after Smartmatic filed the lawsuit.
Oh, are they hanging him out to dry?
He probably said, I'm not changing what I'm saying.
Then get the fuck out of here,
That's
idiot.
That's what happened. Yeah.
It's not worth it. You're fucked. Because why? Because Lou Dobbs is a believer. He truly supports
Well, and that's
Donald
Fox
Trump.
Business, too.
Oh, they
Lou
have,
Dobbs was on Fox Business.
They have a higher bar for bullshit or lower bar for it or whatever.
The court filing says Fox recklessly disregarded the truth, and some of its viewers believed the channel's narrative with such fervor that they took the fight from social media to the United States Capitol and at rallies across the country to hashtag stop the steal, inflicting violence, terror, and death along the way.
Yeah, it was a real fuckstorm. And these fuckers, they should be sued.
The suit highlights one Fox Business viewer named Eric Gavilek Munchell.
Yes.
Munchell, who is now facing federal charges. Authorities identified him as a man who wore dark military-style fatigues, carried a bundle of flex cuffs, clambering over the seats in the Senate chamber.
God.
The lawsuit says Munchell had previously posted a photograph of himself with a shotgun, an American flag, and the Fox Business Channel on his television in the background.
Yay! This guy likes your business shows. Should that tell you something at Fox Business? Like, this guy digs you. Creepy.
Dominion says the lies did not simply harm Dominion. They harmed democracy. They harmed the idea of credible elections. They harmed a once unshakable faith in democratic and peaceful transfers of power.
Man.
The suit accuses Fox of making false statements with malice and attempting to pass them off as fact. As for who it believes responsible, the suit lists a number of public figures, including Lou Dobbs and Sidney Powell, who was a frequent guest on the network.
Hilarious. Jeez. Wow. Lou, how much money does Lou fucking Dobbs have? I mean, he's got a... Does that mean that they're named on the lawsuit, they could go in and get their money? Like, Jeanine Pirro is going to get...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know they may not be suing them individually. Fox, yeah, would probably, as their employers, would probably represent them anyway.
Right.
So it's probably not coming from their personal shit, but they're naming them as the examples of who on their network did it.
Right. Right.
I think. I don't know if they're suing Lou Dobbs himself. They may be.
Yeah.
I don't know how it worked.
What an idiot. That's funny if they are, Lou, because there's no way you believe that shit. And if you believe that shit, why the hell are you on some business network or something? Are you an idiot or?
The suit also lists Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, as well as the show's producers and editors.
Oh, shit.
Fox executives. And Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch.
Damn, they are coming for your shit.
Yeah. I hope they win a lot of these lawsuits.
I mean, yeah,
because it's not ambiguous. Like, I agree with the lawsuit. If this isn't defamation by a broadcaster, nothing is, because there was no actual evidence of this.
And this is the defamation case.
And
right?
Just about every fucking show on those networks push that bullshit.
And the side effect was the storming of the Capitol.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
It's a pretty significant side effect.
That's right. Anal leakage. insurrection.
What's the one that the fungal infection of the perineum?
Fungal infection of the perineum.
And then at the bottom, it, with an asterisk, it says the perineum is the area between the anus and the genitals.
Right. Thank you.
If you feel the need to explain it down below.
Right. Right. If you feel the need to commit sedition, please.
And they shouldn't be on the.
Call a doctor immediately.
That shit shouldn't be on the.
Oh, yeah. You don't think people should.
There should not be pharmaceutical ads allowed.
Why?
In this
How
country.
Do I know what liver cancer drug to tell my doctor to
Exactly. I saw on TV.
Right.
Meanwhile, the doctor, you know, had some pharmaceutical rep woo him and.
Oh, yeah. He's
offer
already.
Him to take him on a cruise if he's the number one prescriber of some other drug.
Somebody's talked him into a plan already. Don't worry.
Yeah. Isn't for profit healthcare great?
Yay.
We have the top healthcare in the world, which, by the way, ain't true.
Yeah.
I don't believe.
Right.
We have elsewhere in L News.
Yes.
The, let me see here. CrabDiving.com/Amazon.
Yes, please go there. Buy whatever you need to listen to our show. Maybe it would be a cable to recharge your phone so you won't lose our stream.
Which I think may have cut out a bit earlier.
God damn, Florida. You're stingy with the internet, aren't you?
Fox News. What is this? Since while we're talking about them.
Yeah.
Fox News and their quote, straight news division.
Ooh.
Hosted Sidney Powell and her Dominion lies multiple times in the wake of the 2020 election. But last night on Fox, Brett Baer looked at the camera with a straight news face and reported that Powell had walked back her allegations of voter fraud.
Okay.
However, Baer failed to mention Fox's continuous promotion of her and her bullshit claims.
So is Baer, does what's his name? Brett Baer?
Brett Baer.
Does he believe that Biden is president?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Brett Baer said, Attorney Sidney Powell is arguing that no reasonable person would have believed her allegations of voter fraud in the November election. Powell is fighting a $1.3 billion defamation lawsuit from Dominion Voting Systems. Powell is seeking dismissal, arguing that it should have been clear to people her statements were her opinions and not fact.
Boo.
Her critics and Dominion lawyers say Powell was selling her allegations as truth.
Right, right, right. And it's just such a rich defense. There's no way anyone would believe the bullshit that I said when I guess I was perjuring myself. It's lunacy.
Many elections have been rigged by virtue of the software.
And Sidney, not surprisingly, Dominion comes out and says these machines are absolutely foolproof. They're full of integrity. There's nothing to see here. Let's move on. But more surprisingly, because that's not a surprise, but more surprisingly, the media keeps saying there is no evidence. There's no evidence. You and others have shown hundreds of affidavits, sworn statements under penalty of perjury. That means a person could go to prison for lying about it, of people who say they saw funny business going on.
Wait, now.
Which has nothing to do with Dominion, by the way.
Wait.
Most of those affidavits were people who were upset because a black person was mean to them.
Right. But
and
he's
things
saying,
like that.
He's saying if they're lying, there's penalties for lying if you're lying about it. She's saying that she lied about it now, right? She's saying she was lying.
No, she's saying no reasonable person would believe that she was putting it out there as fact. What were her first words here in this clip? Let me back up. This is Mike Huckabee.
Oh, yeah.
Way.
Is this recent?
Yeah. No. Well, no. A few months ago.
Oh, okay.
But this is just an
example. I thought
that was
Mike Huckabee. Yeah. What a slime ball.
But this is just an example. But listen to how she opens this clip.
Many elections have been rigged by virtue of the software.
Many elections have been rigged. By virtue of the software. That's not real ambiguous, is it? Does that sound... Did she say, my opinion is, I think that...
Oh, and also, this is the problem. People will see this as news. It sounds like news, and it looks like news, and it is caca.
So now Fox News is whitewashing pun intended, they're ever having her on.
Why? Because they're gonna pass,
because they just got slapped with a $1.6 billion lawsuit today.
That's so funny.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
That would help. That would help the whole situation.
Because people, why? They wouldn't be so quick to...
Now these fucks would be held accountable for their blatant lies and bullshit and conspiracy theories.
For pushing conspiracy theories on cable news or whatever.
Right.
Slandering, you know, for lying.
Yeah.
Maybe it would drain the swamp, to steal a phrase from some other campaign that I heard of once.
Oh, what a great idea.
I don't know how it worked last time when they used it, but maybe we could drain the swamp.
This is also Fox News.
Yes.
Well, I was disappointed, I must say, profoundly disappointed that he did not call on Peter Doocy, our White House correspondent, who had a plethora of relevant and pointed questions.
A binder full.
I thought the president of the United States, yes, a binder full. The president artfully.
This is Geraldo, by the way, on pointed. Fox News.
He didn't say poignant questions.
And this is on Fox and Friends, so that was Daddy Doocy saying, binder full. My son had a binder full of questions. Like, what about Benghazi?
Right. Are they going to ask him, why was Geraldo in the news? We were talking about him for some fucking reason.
Yeah,
he's a douche.
One time he'll say something on the right side, and then he'll turn it around and say something shitty and stupid.
Yeah.
He's a douchebag.
Right.
The president of the United States, he has a binder full. The president artfully dodged. I found that unfortunate. However, I must admit that he was not, Joe Biden, the president of the United States, was not the pathetic, senile, incomprehensible old fool that some critics had predicted he would be in an hour-long press conference. I thought he did a substantively fine job. He answered most of the questions. You highlighted some of the areas where he drifted off, as sometimes happens to us septuagenarians. It may happen to me right now. I may like go start talking about baseball or, you know.
So Geraldo's kind of saying that this narrative you're pushing is bullshit, but I don't really care. I mean, you know, just so you know, you're lying.
Well, however.
Yes.
The New York Post has a cover story about the amazing press conference. 64 days it took President Joe Biden to do a press conference. And the New York Post is saying he looks glazed and confused.
This is the New York Post, owned by Murdoch, by the way. Stumbling Biden lies and media swoons. Oh, glazed and confused,
Jesus,
is the New
Christ.
York Post headline. And
glazed.
Well, yeah. And this is Fox and Friends. So this was either before or after Geraldo, and they're pushing Biden is senile and doddering.
Right. Well, what you're saying is that Fox, they don't really have a handle on everybody.
They're lying.
Okay. Yeah.
They're trying to smear Biden as incompetent and senile and with dementia. That, like, the joke he made saying he was in the Senate 120 years ago. Oh my God. Oh wow. We better get him out of there quick. Get some meds into that guy, because he's obviously senile.
Yeah. Yeah. Senile. I mean, you know, I don't even know what to say to that, because I'm sorry, not to make it about the last guy, but the last guy, I mean, he had his moments of senility, right? I mean, he had his moments, didn't he? He told us to shove a light up. He wanted a light bulb shoved up our assholes or whatever the fuck that was. He wanted to nuke goddamn.
That was based on science.
You wanted to nuke a hurricane. And also buy Greenland. Based on science. Fuck you saying Biden's senile and all that shit. That's how I fucking feel about that. Fuck you. Fuck you. 1,000 fuck yous for that. God, you just...
Nuclear bombs create a lot of wind if you drop it in the right area.
These maggots...
The right amount of wind may counteract and stop that area.
These maggots nearly killed us with Donald Trump. And I'm supposed to sit here like it's like, oh, it's no big fucking deal. Sure, call Biden senile.
Like when
Fuck you.
Like when you pee into one of those urinals, it has the water running and it's running clockwise. And if you pee in the right spot, you can make it go counterclockwise.
Listen, you fucking rapist. Biden is not, you couldn't walk down a goddamn ramp. A goddamn ramp.
Biden fell down the stairs.
He didn't, but he didn't, right? Did he?
Well, he stumbled forward a couple of times.
Fuck, that happens.
And it was really windy, and he just broke his foot recently.
I mean, Trump has the coronavirus. He goes to some hospital, and, you know, and then he makes the Secret Service drive him around.
It's so weird,
and he's a fuckhead anyway.
Cindy Hyde-Smith.
Yeah.
Senator.
Right.
From Mississippi.
Oh. Oh my God.
We recall when she was running, said something to the effect of something about going to a lynching or sitting front row at a lynching. Or,
oh yes. That's, and Cindy. Yeah. Cindy won. I remember thinking she wouldn't win because of that. God damn.
I mean, talk about voter suppression. That's a state that we should probably really look at because there's a lot of black people in Mississippi, and I can't fathom that nothing but Republicans top to bottom are elected in that fucking state.
They don't do anything in that state for people. They didn't even want to take the money, right? The Medicare money. They didn't want to take
money. Yeah.
Why? Why?
Because it's got Democrat.
What if you had it done?
It's Obamacare money.
No, what's the answer? It's still money, though, isn't it?
But it's got black fingerprints on it.
I hate these people.
Of all the examples of how Republicans are trying to curtail the right to vote, especially by putting obstacles in the way of black voters.
Yeah.
The most obvious and egregious one came from Georgia, where legislators pushed a bill that would prevent early voting on Sundays before an election. Now, those are the days that the churches do the souls to the polls, the black churches. They go to church, and waiting outside after church are some buses that take them all to go vote.
And we're not doing that now, right? Is that the
deal?
Well,
Georgia
pushed
a bill that would have prevented early voting. I don't think that one worked. Of all the egregious shit that was passed, I think they may have backed off that one.
Oh, yeah.
Many black churches hold events where they go to vote directly after services. These events are called souls to the polls. By blocking Sunday voting, it would effectively put an unnecessary barrier in front of those voters.
You know, again, in a society where if people want to hold this right to vote as sacred, then it would seem to me that you would want to make it so more people could vote.
If they're not voting for you, though.
Yeah, well, that's just, but that's, you know, that's life.
You don't change your policies or change your views to something that maybe the people, I don't know, want.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And like.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't do that. You're a Republican. You have to rule over the people.
I would make the Golden Corral free. The state would move in, buy that chain, and it would be open to.
Bishop Reginald T. Jackson of the 6th Episcopal District of the African Methodist The African Methodist Episcopal Church.
Bam! Give me that business. That's a long business. That's a big business card.
Wow.
Like
Bishop
sign spinner.
Of the 6th Episcopal District of the African Methodist Episcopal Church.
That's what I'm saying.
He is presiding prelate over more than 500 churches in Georgia.
Oh, shit.
He said, "We gather in our churches on Sunday morning. You have morning worship. And then after the service, you get on the church buses, church vans, get in cars, and people go vote."
I think that's a great fucking thing.
But Republicans did back off in Georgia, that one. I think they knew that was too blatantly racist.
Yeah.
But during a hearing in the Senate, a couple days ago, Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi.
Fuck you.
It says here who joked about lynching during her recent reelection campaign.
Joked.
Here you go. Here she is arguing that there's nothing racist about stopping people from voting on Sundays.
Oh.
Very much.
Thank you.
Senator Schumer's question was, he was wondering why on Sundays Georgia would not participate in an electoral process of gathering signatures. Of registration and things on Sunday. And I would just like to respond to that. Georgia is a southern state, just like Mississippi. I cannot speak for Georgia, but I can speak for Mississippi.
Is
she saying Mississippi?
I cannot speak. Yeah, Mississippi.
Mississippi.
You ain't never been to Mississippi?
I've never heard that. It's an hour away.
I've never heard it pronounced Mississippi.
Did she have a cocktail at lunch or something before Mississippi?
Speak for Georgia, but I can speak for Mississippi on why we would never do that on a Sunday or hold an election on a Sunday.
Because we don't allow our blacks to do that in the first place here.
Yeah, yeah.
We weren't stupid enough to give them that. You guys are dumb.
We know the answer to this riddle, I think.
We barely let them go to church.
Hey!
We make sure we arrest three or four of them from just to make sure they know their place.
Jeebus.
Do that on a Sunday or hold an election on a Sunday. You know, this is our currency. This is a dollar bill.
Oh, boy.
This says the United States of America. In God we trust.
And it shouldn't. It absolutely should be ripped off of our currency.
Okay, basic lunatic Christian person, I know where you're going. It's God's day. You shouldn't vote on God's day. You should be sucking God's dick on God's day.
That's exactly where she's going.
God doesn't exist. Oh, go ahead.
In stone, in the U.S. Senate chamber, is in God we trust. When you swore in all of these witnesses, the last thing you said to them in your instructions was, so help you God.
And the witness could request to not have that.
Listen,
that's not a requirement. Yeah. So help me God, Cindy. Right, it ain't a requirement.
You know, Cindy, why don't you go back to Mississippi? To Mississippi.
And we know that when every conservative and Christian swears.
Yeah.
On the Bible and Congress, they never lie.
Oh, no.
Because
Pat.
They know that God would fucking smite them.
Oh, yeah. Especially, yes.
Hemorrhoids
and
shit.
Oh, right.
At the very least.
You think Cindy goes to Mississippi and gets on Ticketmaster?
Mississippi?
And like lynchings.
Yeah, are there any lynchings?
This is who this week? This is a horrible person. Based on what she said on that, deal's over. This person.
Well, she's not done.
Chamber is in God we trust. When you swore in all of these witnesses, the last thing you said to them in your instructions was, so help you God. In God's word in Exodus 20:18,
it says,
remember the Sabbath and keep it holy.
That's right.
So that is my response to Senator Schumer.
Mississippi.
And I'd like to respond to the senator from Mississippi.
Yeah.
We don't give a fuck about what your Bible says.
You know, for a second, I was imagining that she's a representative. She's a senator.
She's their senator.
God
who are
damn.
Supposed to be less insane.
You need adults. Mississippi, you need adults or mentors. Someone. You need something. We elected fucking
They
Marco
need a Stacey
Rubio.
Abrams in Mississippi.
Just stop
they
voting.
They need a Stacey Abrams to...
Can we have one?
Step up and... Yeah, we need one too.
Stacey
Abrams.
Although
we're kind of purpley, but...
Go to Mississippi.
It was only 20,000 votes, remember?
Hey, yeah.
Andrew Gillum lost.
Right. Death Santis.
And I'll bet that was some shenaniganry.
Oh, absolutely. He got cheated.
There was certainly some, at very least, suppression going on.
And I'm going to say this about his whole thing with Bob in the hotel room. We never should have known about that. That's not our business. Why the fuck did they leak that picture of him? Drunk in that hotel room.
Why did they take that picture?
Why did they do that?
Because it was Andrew Gillum laying naked, passed out on the floor. That's why they took that picture.
That is just not fair. Andrew Gillum should not be canceled because of that. Why can't we have him as governor? What the fuck? He almost won last time. He should run again.
I would vote for him. He says he's gotten help for his alcoholism.
I don't give a fuck if he's a drunk.
Well, oh, I care shit. If he's, I do care if he's a current.
Him drunk off his ass in, better than DeSantis. Oh, he's my
in
God.
In the throes of his addiction, I care.
I'm just saying the hypothetical.
I don't care about the past.
Yeah, get turned, get crunked, whatever the fuck. Anything but this DeSantis guy sucks. You know?
And she got the Bible verse wrong, by the way.
Oh no. You got the special magic words wrong. God gonna be mad and
she said Exodus 20:18.
What's wrong with that?
Which it has nothing to do with she meant the keep holy the Sabbath bullshit is Exodus 28. Exodus 20:18 says, when the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance.
This sounds like Bob Seger music or something.
When the people saw the thunder and lightning, yeah. heard the trumpet on the mountain in smoke.
Yeah. I just want to give, if there's any evangelicals listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, crabdiving.com.
You really hate our show.
Yeah, you must hate. So thank you so
You're
much
really
for
a hate listener, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. But like, oh, I almost forgot my point. I just calm down maybe with your religion. You're up here at an 8 or a 9 out of 10, or maybe a 10 sometimes. So really be at a 1. You should barely care about it. Just think. Like, if you get out of it on Sunday morning, you don't have to dress in clothes that are uncomfortable, sit on wooden things, and talk to people about things in the sky that aren't real. Just go straight to Golden Corral. Just go straight to Golden Corral. And
well, you know, get together, sing songs. That's fun. The Unitarians are way into that shit. They're you could be an atheist and go to a Unitarian church. It's just the it's
sit
the
around and,
it's the community aspect of it that they like and getting together and singing and shit and having music and having an inspirational reading maybe that doesn't
and then
have anything to do with magic and spells.
Well, everybody knows that also if they all follow the same rules, no one will go to hell.
Yeah.
That's nice.
We've got a little bit of time left here.
It's Faithless Friday.
It is Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
Where is my?
I mean, there's a lot of Jeebus up here too. I wonder if are all the churches open like normal? Like, it's just, hey man, we're in it to win it.
Oh yeah,
there's all kinds of Jesus.
They didn't really get closed except in some of the cities that, like you know, Miami-Dade and Miami-Dade County and stuff.
They
like
just
that,
didn't have the emergency room beds. They didn't have the hospital beds, right. So they had to close it. Damn,
close the churches. Yeah, remember that one guy that got Rodney something or other.
He got arrested.
The first,
right?
Yeah, the first preacher to get arrested for
they don't
violating
have,
the COVID.
Yeah, we didn't. They don't want our hospitals filled with COVID people because we don't want our hospitals filled.
Correct.
I don't know. I guess
because it's not good.
Yeah,
when our hospitals are filled to the brim.
That's good. Tell someone.
But I'm here to tell you tonight, we are in the first rains of a major flood. It has already begun.
Wow.
Amen. Now, I said that by the Holy Ghost. Now I'm going to say this. This is me talking, all right? But I'm still speaking of the Spirit.
This guy is so confident in this bullshit. It's sickening. I mean, you know what I mean? He's like a rock star. Amen. Amen. He's so affected.
He's been doing it for 1,000 years.
You are not Elvis. You are a shyster. You're a con man. Stop it. He thinks he's Elvis. He's very cocky.
Yeah, he's out of his mind.
Yeah.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
Oh my God!
He just blew at the camera.
Oh my God, you're nuts.
And you hear the pips, the four old white guys that are standing on the stage with him. One's got a Bible. And they all went,
I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of humanity. I don't know who I'm saying this to.
No, this is a COVID broadcast. This is not all that long ago, obviously.
Oh, that's right.
There's nobody in his church.
COVID-19.
It's just him and the pips.
Wow, that must have been a fun night. What else went on there? I wonder, the spitting.
Burn. Well, I'm telling you, it gets hot down there. I mean, like Jesse says, it's Africa hot down there, man. And it gets... Are you listening to me? Because it's right there on the coast. It gets muggy. And that's what it takes to kill this thing. It hates heat. It hates humidity. It hates water.
He's talking about the virus.
You're terrifying people, man.
Because it's muggy.
Is this Satan? Are you sure it's not?
It just dies.
Jesus.
I hollered at the top of my voice, in the name of Jesus, you get back up there where you belong. Oh, way up it went. I messed us up. Man.
I don't know what that was.
That is art.
It's Kenneth Copeland, everybody.
That's crazy.
That's Jesus.
What? That's just, it's... Some of that's not tongue stuff. That's like theatricality.
Doesn't matter what they think. Oh, no more di esta pagaliado. Oh, le bebe di abashodopre in a mamba.
This is the aforementioned Rodney Howard Brown, the guy that was the first arrested preacher for breaking the COVID.
It makes it hard to speak normally because these people, it's arrestedito.
Oh,
stop it.
This is Kenneth Copeland.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, they're going to have a convo.
Are you guys talking? It sounds very Star Wars.
This is the exact improv exercise that I did in my improv classes, where we would have to speak with an accent, gibberish, and talk to a person in a scene and actually react. And you can tell a whole story with the reactions and the body language.
Should we offer that on our website for a price? If you wanted to have us do a whole show in gibberish.
I'll do it naked in gibberish for the right price.
Blah, 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 blah. And people are laughing, but they're getting laughs.
Well, but what does this have to do with God?
This is not the
Holy Spirit speaking through them. These are two assholes speaking gibberish to each other. Copeland just walked up to him and hit him in the shoulder like, baga luga baga, ha 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 ha, ni baba.
These guys are having a ball and they're fucking tongue talking all the way to the goddamn bank. This man has two fucking jets.
That's why everybody's laughing.
Yeah.
Kenneth Copeland's like, motherfucker.
This is really crazy shit. I'm a geeky buggy! Leggy buggy della!
Spectacular. A battle of the tongues.
I mean, listening to that, I don't think my technique is as poor as I thought. La do da da! Like if you were.
Yeah, they're phoning it in this one. I think Rodney's better.
What would your sound be? Like, what would your. Just lay down. What's a baseline for your speaking in tongues? Like, how would you.
I would slip approach it. Real swear words in there. Baraculu maracunt bagiga manada sabara lican fuck 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 tiga laga boko poo poo shit fuck
shit fuck shit fuck son of a fuck bitch
twat twat twat
Why not? It's
Wanker.
It's all crazy. What? Merci, l'autoré, pour le papa. Bing, 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 bing.
See, we could make money on the weekends doing a Jesus, doing a service. We could claim that we're former atheists
and we've
seen the light.
Yes. Or I would translate.
Make
I would
a
say,
whole bunch of money.
What he's saying is booby dooby baba lig daga. Dick slung a pickle walk.
Dick slung a pickle walk? Wow.
Well, I don't know.
I like that one.
Well, I don't, Jesus said it. I don't have an opinion on it. I didn't have a choice. Laba.
People went to Juilliard and he's like,
now remember when they gave out that first round of COVID relief? And
shit, yes, Pat.
The Democrats were like, well, you know, we'd like a list maybe of those that get it and everything. And Trump was like, I talked to Steve Mnuchin. And Mnuchin said, we're not going to give it. We're not giving it. We're not going to give that information.
No. I know the story. They were going to trust it themselves.
I trust Steve.
Right. Okay.
Everyone should trust Steve.
What's the follow-up?
Our wonderful new Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Damn!
Isn't that nice to say?
No, Selma, who was we had Mike, the big dick pillow guy.
Has now, he announced that nearly 500 people have now been charged for fraud schemes involving more than $500 million in COVID-19 relief.
Half a fucking billion. Well, wait, was that a lot of that money? Or because there wasn't, that was a finite source of funds, right? It ran out, then you didn't get shit.
474 defendants have been charged in cases involving attempts to fraudulently obtain over $569 million.
Well, wait, now why weren't they turned down for a loan then?
We were very careful with how
were
we were very careful with how we vetted these people. Everyone I play golf with and President Trump plays golf with.
Listen, Predator, I don't think you think they were careful. Was anybody anything?
Attorney General Garland said the anti-fraud operation sends a clear and unmistakable message to those who would exploit a national emergency to steal taxpayer-funded resources from vulnerable individuals and small businesses. And the Republicans are like, but that's what we're supposed to do.
No, think about it for 2 seconds. What Ed Vile Experience just said, that's the shit horrible people do. That's horrible.
Yeah.
These people, these assholes.
In one case, the defendant sought $24.8 million by applying for 15 different PPP loans. That's the Paycheck Protection Program.
Yes.
Designed, by the way, to help small businesses. He was trying to get $24.8 million.
Yeah, but a lot
of
small.
From 8 different lenders using 11 different companies. Right. Wink, wink,
small
wink,
businesses.
Wink, wink. Yeah.
So they're small businesses. There's just a lot of them together.
The defendant obtained approximately $17.3 million, used the proceeds to purchase multiple homes, jewelry, luxury vehicles.
Hell yeah, baby. Man, I got that PPP in. You got a boat.
The Justice Department also said international organized criminal groups were applying for unemployment benefits using stolen identities.
Like the mob, maybe, or some other group. Criminals, right? Not like, you know, bad people.
He said they're also cracking down on fraud schemes targeting consumers by scammers seeking to sell fake cures. Uh-oh, Mike Lindell.
Oh, shit.
And treatments for the COVID.
Right. That's a good thing because there's
my oleander's great. Don't you know?
Yeah, once you rub some fucking colloidal silver on your balls.
Been there, done that.
He probably says his pillow cures COVID. Been there, done that.
It's Alex Jones.
That's dangerous.
The department has prosecuted or secured civil injunctions against dozens of defendants who sold products, including industrial bleach, ozone gas,
oh my,
vitamin supplements, and colloidal silver ointments.
Oh, shit,
using
Pat.
False or unapproved claims about the product's abilities to prevent or treat COVID. Jim Baker, remember? He got yes. in big-time troubles. That's why he lost his ability to take credit cards to buy your colloidal silver
because
from him.
Because it's predatory. He's preying right. on your, I don't know, your ignorance or whatever. He's...
Yeah.
You know, if you're into this Jesus shit, you might want to ask Jesus why so many of these shepherds and prophets and shit that Jesus has doing shit down here, they're very crooked, many of them. Why? Why not find some nicer people? Jesus should hire better is my fucking point.
They're
especially
gonna,
with the Catholics.
They're going to squeal about this one. The White House, according to our new transportation secretary.
Yes.
Pete Buttigieg.
Okay.
We have smart people who want things to be better.
Right.
That running the show. Wow.
What if we get nice things because of that?
The White House is considering a tax on vehicle mileage.
Oh.
To pay for a revamp of the nation's infrastructure.
Oh. So if you have a vehicle with higher mileage, you're going to get penalized.
If you drive around a lot, you're using the infrastructure more.
Oh, I see. Not
like, and and these shipping companies and things right. like that.
But if you have a car with like over 100,000
no,
miles.
No, no, it's how much miles you drive.
Oh, that's good.
From in a certain period of time.
Okay. Yeah.
In an interview with CNBC, Buttigieg said the tax on miles driven shows a lot of promise. As President Joe Biden's administration faces pressure to find ways to fund infrastructure improvements, a goal that has eluded the past two presidential administrations. The gas tax, he said, the gas tax used to be the obvious way to do it. It's not anymore. So a so-called vehicle miles traveled tax or mileage tax, whatever you want to call it, could be a way to do it.
What about gig drivers and people that do Lyft and shit? Like, I wonder how that works out. I mean, because, you know, I get it and I support that, but also... Some people have a commute to work, and what are they going to do in Oklahoma? Take the subway? They got to take the fucking car, man. I mean, how about rich people that drive too much to go do bullshit?
Well, but that's where they put all the levies on gas and diesel.
Yeah.
Levies on gas, and they pay for improvements to roads and mass transit in the United States, but if more drivers shift towards electric vehicles, that revenue stream will become less reliable.
Right.
We know it can't be the answer forever, he said, because we're going to be using less and less gas. We're trying to electrify the vehicle fleet. So if there's a way to do it that doesn't increase the burden on the middle class, we can look at it. But if we do, we've got to recognize that's still not going to be the long-term answer.
Yeah. So we just need to find, well, why don't you find some, what about our military budget? Can we take from our military budget and give us a fucking light rail or something?
We do that.
I want a light rail. Do you want a light rail?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, or high-speed rail, crisscrossing the country.
Isn't that the same
so
thing?
So you don't have to flight.
Okay.
Fly.
Whatever. That's what I want. Buttigieg, are you listening to our podcast?
The president is set to unveil his infrastructure proposal in Pittsburgh, which next Wednesday, which could cost up to $3 trillion and be split into two bills. The measures are aimed at fixing roads, bridges, and airports that are decades old and in need of repair, as well as expanding education and paid leave.
Wow.
Look at that.
God.
The Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, said this week that Biden could propose hiking corporate taxes to 28%, but would prefer doing that as part of an agreement with other Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development countries on a global minimum tax.
Okay.
Oh, that's going to drive them crazy.
They're not going to like that word at all.
Globalist.
Boo.
The spending would come after Biden won passage of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan this month, which is the third major relief bill passed by Congress. Those outlays pushed up the U.S. debt and budget deficit to record levels in 2020, upping pressure from Congress for Biden to find ways to pay for his future spending proposals.
Right. Well, listen, again, what about the military budget?
Exactly.
I mean, geez, that's a way to do it. You're going to tax some poor guy because he's got to drive back and forth to fucking work. He doesn't have a fucking choice. You know, I think the majority of this country, I mean, you're driving.
How about that?
10 miles
how about,
to Walmart.
How about Bernie's transaction tax on all those Wall Street transactions?
Yes. Yeah, but those guys are just having fun and gambling. Why do you want to fuck with that?
Yeah, why do you want to take 0.01% of their hundreds of millions of dollars?
You know, I heard people are making a killing because this Suez Canal fucking shit, which, I mean, goddamn.
How are they making a killing?
Because it's driving up the price of oil.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how are they? Is that boat is still
it's
there?
It's still stuck, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a big
move the fucking boat, man.
That was a big oops. I think it was a storm, right?
No one can
they lost control in a storm and pushed it sideways, and now it's jammed in there.
Why don't you do this? Get a digger, you know, a thing with a giant shovel on it, and you dig out the edge of the canal on either side.
Well, I assume that they may be having those thoughts.
Put some more fucking water in there.
But have you seen the thing?
It's big.
It's like it's the size of a city. It is fucking huge.
Yeah. My computer mouse and my socks and my electric bug zapper are on that.
Let's see. We've got
a
couple minutes left.
Oh, you know, why do people buy shit? Like you'll buy socks, but they got to come from China. I mean, that's just bad for the environment, isn't it?
Here's a cross-shaped incursion.
Oh, yes, please.
Tennessee state lawmaker, you can guess from which party,
yeah,
is pushing a bill that would ban any books dealing with LGBTQ issues or lifestyles from public schools because they are inappropriate and offend Christians.
Hey, Christians or whoever is saying this, go read some books with gay characters. Gay people will be in your life. And it's a good thing, you dumb fuck.
Representative Bruce Griffey's bill will be taken up next week by the House Education Instruction Subcommittee.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, Griffey was just stripped of all his committee assignments.
Yeah.
After trying to get a different bill to the House floor after it was voted down in committee. It says Tennessee public schools should focus student attention on academic curricula critical for student success, such as reading, science, and mathematics, textbooks and instructional materials, and supplemental instructional materials that promote, normalize, support, or address controversial social issues such as lesbian, gay, bi-sexual,
bi-sexual,
and transgender LGBT lifestyles are inappropriate.
Oh, God, you dumb fuck. Thank you. Thank you, dumb fuck. Well, what is...
His legislation likens the teaching of LGBTQ issues to that of teaching religion. Saying the promotion of LGBT issues and lifestyles should be the subject to the same restrictions and limitations placed on the teaching of religion.
No, no, no. Exactly. Religion is a fallacy. It does not exist. Gay people are real. They are here. They are, we have gay people. Jeebus and the sky god shit is neither here nor fucking there, motherfucker.
On his campaign website, which has a Trump-themed logo and a large photo of Griffey kissing his wife. Somebody's overcompensating.
Who cares who you kiss?
It says on his website, marriage is between a man and a woman and part of existence recognized by the state.
God, how passionate of you.
It says, LGBTQ people should have the common courtesy to live their lives in private.
Hey, you should have the common courtesy to fuck right off, you bigoted dickbag. Well, you're stupid.
And again, it's all about the sex. I am not concerned with, nor do I wish to know or contemplate about the voluntary sexual activity to consenting adults that is not harmful or detrimental. We do not know, nor do we want to know about that sexual behavior of others.
Oh, I bet you contemplate it. I bet you think about it.
He's a toe tapper.
Listen to you.
He's the perfect profile of a toe tapper. The overcompensation, the kissing the wife on his website.
Oh, yeah.
Look to prove how straight Bruce is.
Hey, Bruce, I find that disgusting because you're disgusting, and I don't want to watch you tongue anybody. No fucking offense.
Look at the big hunk and hetero that Bruce is.
Oh, yeah, shit. Bruce, boy, putting out a quart of semen a week.
We got to get out of here. And we dropped out anyway.
Okay.
For our live listeners. But thanks for listening to the podcast. Bruce. We have to go rather quickly here. Listen to us 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, and always on your favorite app. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet. RatedRComedy.com, RatedRComedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, and the TikTok.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Thanks for listening. Buy shit and buying shit through our Amazon portal. We all love you. Long time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.